Mark chapter 3. No man is an entire island by himself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the whole. If the sea takes a portion of land, all of Europe is diminished. No person is an island. The death of anyone affects me, because I am united to all in humanity. Therefore, never ask for whom the bell tolls. They toll for you. Perhaps that's why God's great emphasis on unity. Divide and conquer, says the word. Seek to maintain the unity that comes from the Holy Spirit through the peace that unites all. Ephesians 4:3. If a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to remain. Verse 25. With these words, Jesus refuted the illogical arguments of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem and stalked him in order to be available to catch him. Each of us is unique, and therefore we are all different. However, God calls us to unity and to be of one mind. Philippians 3:25. And how do we manage to maintain unity at home? Be humble and kind. Be patient and breathe into one another with love is a divine answer. Ephesians 4:2. Why is that so difficult for us to give in and to ask for forgiveness? Why is it that we have no patience to endure our neighbor? Isn't it because of our pride? Be humble and kind. Let's start there. And let love cover the faults. 1 Peter 4:8. Of those around us. Men who do not forgive women for their small faults will never enjoy their great virtues.